Blog Talk Radio.
He's got the whole world, and his head is got his home. And in his head he's got his whole world. And in his head he's got whole.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Sunday Morning Sermons with the Bishop. Sorry, we had some technical difficulties with the computer, and we're up. Everything's okay. Everything's in control. Let me bring on the Bishop so he can get right into it. Thank you for your patience, everyone. The Bishop has a lot of things to say about this Mother's Day and a whole lot more. Let me bring him on. Hey, Bishop.
Hey,
how you doing?
I'm at a little difficulty with our show, but we're going on anyway. I want you to bring Tanya on because she can pull 8047 because she's going to do the announcement. And then we're going to go on and
I do that right now. I just want to make sure everything is going right before I have to.
Everything going all right.
Okay, give me a second. Tanya?
Yes.
Hello?
Good morning, good afternoon, everyone.
Hey, good morning.
God bless you. We're going to be live from Monroe, Louisiana. Down at the
High. Good morning. Mm-hmm. Good afternoon. God bless everyone in the radio audience today. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are listening. This is the seed of Abraham, and we have the dynamic man anointed of God, Bishop Turner, that's going to bring the word today. He's down in Monroe, Louisiana, at the Cathedral of Praise with Pastor Edwards, Enzel Edwards, and co-pastor Angie Edwards. Now, before we bring on the bishop, we just want to let all the radio audience know that might be interested. We will be journeying to the Bear Butte Mountains of South Dakota next month in June. And all those that would like to participate and join us, you can reach us at theseedofabraham.yolasite.com or you can call us at 773-557-9720. And if anyone out there that's in need of any spiritual consultation or just like to bring closure to any relationship or anyone that has Passover, you can also reach Bishop T.T. Turner at theseedofabraham.yolasite.com or you can contact him at 773-557-9720. Now, with no further delay, we will bring on Bishop T.T. Turner.
God bless you this morning. I'm glad to come to you, whoever you might be today. We are here saying that happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and whatever going on in your life. We are praying for those that are sick, those that are shut in. We're praying for those too. But one of the things we're doing today, we are here in electronic view at the cathedral to dedicate the church to Pastor Annie Zell Edwards to begin the pastorship of the church. And I just want to say that here at the cathedral in Monroe, Louisiana, and I want to give a praise out to that great lady, Pastor Rosie, with over there with House of Prayer. I've been doing a good job for many years at House of Prayer, that 2900 Garden Avenue. And I think Brother Andrew is over here on Lee Street, wherever it might be, the Cathedral, but I think it's Cathedral of Praise, if I got it right. But I'm here to say that Brother Andrew has taken the helm. His wife has been pastoring for a while, but now he's going to start the pastoring church for a while. So I want to say for co-pastor Andrew Edwards to keep on, and Pastor Anizel Edwards to stand up and go and help the people. And I want to say, by being the bishop, I just want to wish y'all a speedy, speedy, speedy help for the community. And Khadijah Praise is a church that will uplift people and do something good for people. And I thank God for that. I thank God for Pastor Virginia called me earlier. I told her we had difficulty, but we're getting together. Whenever I can get her on, I'm going to have her to pray, Brother Calvin. And I thank Brother Calvin for coming out of his bed to host the show today, because we had difficulty without a computer. And I want to thank Tanya in Detroit for doing what she did to come in and do this. We have people around the world working. We're in California, people in Detroit, people in Minnesota, people in Alabama, and we're in Monroe, Louisiana. That's about 100 miles from Sweetport. I think about 100 miles from Vicksburg, Mississippi. And I think you got Homer, you got Rayville over in there, you got Homer, you got Dubox, you got Ruston. And I want to send out a shout to Henrietta and Ruston. Happy Mother's Day, Henrietta and Cherry up in Ruston, Louisiana. I want to send out a shout to all the people that are listening in Arkansas. I won't call your name there in Arkansas, but I'm praying for you too, that's in Arkansas. I'm praying for those that are in Memphis on this Mother's Day, that God can mash your blessing and open up a door for you. I'm just being just elated that we are coming to you and being able to say something. And I mean, many people are calling in for that, but I just want to give you a word of encouragement on this Mother's Day. We wouldn't be nothing without mothers. Mothers are very important. And I, Pastor Aquila, I'm praying for her. She just said, so I want to be alone and just reminisce about my mother. And she just reminiscing about her mother. So she just, that's what she did, just reminisce. Sometimes people get lonely and they just want to go to the water. And I want to thank Sister Chelsea that came over. And the Lord is just blessing anyway. I want to say to you and you, if God can't do it, it can't be fixed. So God is a fixing God. And, you know, when you ask God to do something, you hear do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I'm praying for every mother. I'm praying for every mother out there that's been going through something. Sometimes mother have to raise children by themselves. Sometimes the mother have to be the father and the mother. And they do a good job. So I think mothers should be honored, okay? And Jesus on the cross said, John, behold my mother. So John beheld Mary. And it just goes on and on in the Bible as we think. I want you to get ready for God to make you a normal way, and God can bless you real good. And if God opened the doors, I talked to Pastor Anizel. I told him this morning, and I said, well, because of communication, we go all over the world now. We can be in Africa, we're in Monroe, Chicago, Detroit, California. I just heard from Chicago, Brother Calvin, and I heard from Detroit. Then you hear from Monroe, Louisiana, and we heard from St. Paul, Minnesota, heard from Arkansas. So we get around. I want you to get ready for God. Got a blessing for you this week and this month, which is to stand tall with the Lord to do something for many of you that have called and said, Bishop, I want to be blessed, and I want my family to be blessed. Because God got 10,000 blessings. He's got 10,000 blessings in his hand. He's going to bless you and you. All you need to do is just stay focused and stay and God opened up the door for you today. And as Major Jackson was singing, he got the whole world in his hand. I'm praying for every church to open up in the name of Jesus. Every hospital, every nursing home, every convalescent home, we're praying today that God would do something special for you. You know, we're glad to come into your homes, and those that couldn't get out to the regular church that came to the internet church, those that came to sit at home, those on the computer using their laptops, using their PCs, I'm glad to be able to come to you so God will make a way for you. And if it's how I feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit moving, you've been going through some things, but as you go through them with God, God can bless you. God can open a door for you. You know, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I said, not one. Yea, though I walk through the valley, shadow of death, I feel no evil, for that with me. That rod, that staff, that comfort me. That pair of tables for me in the presence of my enemy. That knot in my head with all my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. What? All the days of my life. And I want to let you know that mercy will follow you. Goodness will follow you all the days of your life. And all you need to do is stay focused and just stay in the Lord. You know, this Sunday is a good Sunday. Mothers have worked and down through the years, it's because of the mothers. And the mothers took charge of the family. The mothers went out to work, working in the house, working in the fields, working, doing work, then coming back and cooked a good meal and seen and washed your clothes and got you to school, got you to college. You should honor your mother. You should honor your mother. Carry out the dinner. Tell her you love her. Just give her a big hug. Do something. Because if it wasn't for her, you see, I said, blessed are the fruit of the womb. Because if it wasn't for Mary, there wouldn't be Jesus. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be. So love your mother. Treat her nice. Don't put her away. Don't put her in a nursing home. Don't bad move. You say, I ain't got time for you. You took time with somebody else. You take time with her that nurtured you for 9 months and cared you for 9 long months and went through death 9 or 10 times just for you. You won't even speak to her, won't even call her, won't even tell her you love her. Just say you love her. I know she got problems. She got issues. Let her have her issues. But get it off of your conscience. I did all I can do for my mother, and that's it. God bless you. This is Bishop Cunningham, Abraham coming to you, you, and even you. Right in Monroe, Louisiana, at the Cathedral of Praise, where Pastor Angel Edwards is the pastor, and the co-pastor is Angel Edwards, husband and wife team. God bless them. God bless them, and I'm sending my blessing on Cathedral for them to do good in Monroe and help people in Monroe. If you live in Monroe, go by Cathedral. Well, Brother Angel Edwards is the pastor, and Angel Edwards is the co-pastor. He preached one Sunday, she preached one Sunday, and that's good. Husband and wife team right there in Monroe, Louisiana. And Brother Andrew comes from good stock because his mother is a pastor. His mother is a pastor of First House of Prayer, the 29th of God, and Brother Calvin.
Yes, Bishop.
Do we have anybody on the line?
Yes, we have someone in area code 612-367 I'm about to bring on. Also,
do we have anyone in 318? Okay, bring him on.
No, I don't. And what I also wanted to say is that I had a pressing matter, but I got the studio on automatic, so everything is all good. And
that's good.
And you had 26 minutes left. Let me bring the person on. 612? Oh. 612.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Yes?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, yes. Pastor Virginia from St. Paul, Minnesota. God bless you. Well, I'm glad that, and I want to say congratulations to Pastor Coleman, David Coleman, and Miss Coleman. I married them, I think it was Saturday or Thursday. I know we had a big wedding. I married them, so I know he's having a good time today. And I want to put it out there over there. And I talked to Brother Anizel, Pastor Anizel, this morning. He said he's going to call in. But I just thank God that we're there. Since you're on the line, Pastor Virginia, I would like for you to pray a prayer for Pastor Anizel and pray for Pastor Pastor Angela. They co-pastors in their ministry down in Monroe, Louisiana at Cathedral of Praise. And I'm a little interested about that church. And it's been Mother's Day, and I know how the church got started. Lena May started the church. That's Sister Angie's mother started the church and gave the church to Sister Angie to run the church. So now husband and wife team running it. And I want to say Lena May was one of the members of First House of Prayer for a long time. She was the evangelist, and she was under me. And she was a good evangelist, too. So I want to say everything to all the evangelists that come up on our ministry, doing a good job. But Pastor Jenkins, just pray a little short prayer. And we are, you know, just for that couple, just rededicating their church. Pastor Angel was pastor. Now Pastor Anizel is the lead pastor. But it's going to be a cool thing, wife and husband running the church anyway. Okay, pray on.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, not because we're so holy or so righteous. We come to you asking
yes.
you to forgive us all our sins, God. God, we ask that you forgive us all our trespasses, and we forgive those that trespass against us on this Mother's Day and every day. Father God, that as we petition our prayer request up and send our prayer request up for Pastor Andy and Pastor Alizale there at Cathedral Prayer House in Monroe, God, we ask that you be in the head of that ministry, in the head of that husband and wife, Lord God, that as they work in the vineyard and as they, God, seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and as they go out to feed the sheep, Lord God, that you be in the midst, and you be the first and foremost in their lives and in their ministry. In your precious son Jesus' name, I will continue pleading the blood of the Lamb all over our bishop. And overseer Bishop T.P. turning, asking for their head of protection to continue being around him, and all the other seed of Abraham ministry and pastors and co-pastors and evangelists and prophets and all of the 5-4 ministers in place, God. We just thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray and we ask and we give you praise and we give you honor and we give you glory for hearing and answering our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God bless you for that strong prayer, Pastor Virginia, up in St. Paul, Minnesota. And we're going to be in St. Paul, Minnesota soon. We're going to go to St. Paul, Minnesota. That's our next move. We leave Monroe. We're going to St. Paul. We've been to Detroit. And we got to go to New York. And our old brother Calvin go with me when I go to New York. We're going to have a great time moving around the ministry of God. I'm just glad to be here in Monroe, Louisiana, with Brother Anizel and Sister Angie, that their church is growing in way. You know, this electronic thing is so Calvin. I want to say to Brother Calvin, it kind of make you move around. It's like a jet. I'm in Monroe. I'm in Mississippi. I'm in Arkansas. I'm in Missouri. And you know something? I can imagine this 20 years ago, but look at it. We're moving around. We're moving fast and sound.
Hallelujah.
Fast and supersonic. And Brother Calvin said, Bishop, Brother Calvin said, Bishop, you can be him there. And I said, what? How you do that? He began to show me. Amen. I thank all of them in Detroit, and we had a wonderful time last time in Detroit, but we're having a good time here in Monroe. And it's just good to be move around, to talk and do things with the Lord. If you need to call me, you call me. I'm available. I am available. And, you know, and when you're available, you can get a prayer through. If you're depressed, get over it. But that's no, you know, I'm praying for all the families in Belize, the families that are having shortcomings. But I'm okay, there's no sorrow on heaven. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. And I want to say to you and you, look up. miracle of God got your miracle on its way. You've been down, but God's going to bring you up. And I want to prophesy that God's going to do something special for some of you. God, right now, I was praying that everything be in divine order. And I want to tell you that when you open the doors up, things going to work quick, fast, and in a hurry. So you just let God move, and God going to move quick, fast, and in a hurry. And as we come, you know, when you get ready, God, and I'm going to share the scripture with you. And the sermon I want to preach right now, the word I want to give you, because I do seminars. What I like to do, I got to give you a word of encouragement. Don't stop loving. For God so loved, John 3:16. Put this down, John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him. And I want to tell you today, put this down. Don't stop loving. I don't care how bad it is, send love out. I don't care how they put you down, send love out. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. And I want to say, don't stop loving. In the midst of sin, don't stop loving. Because the wages is in the depth, the gift of God, eternal life. Just stay in love. I'm going to love in spite of. You got to love yourself to clean yourself up. You got to love yourself to get off of drugs. You got to love yourself to get off of dope. You got to love yourself to get off of alcohol. You got to love yourself to go dress up and go there and buy your new dress, buy your new suit. Well, ain't nobody looking at me. You're looking at yourself. God looking at you. You know, I said, go knowing, sowing, and flowing in the right direction and the direction of Jesus. And when you go, do it, go up for you. Just do that. And I want to tell you, don't stop loving. When you stop loving, the devil getting in. Huh? When you stop speaking about love, the devil come to take over. Even on the job when it's nasty, you say, well, I know you're wrong, but I'm going to send love to you because God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. You can win with love. You can't win with hate. If you just keep loving, somebody come and talk to you because it's the yoke being broke. Thank you, kind spirit. I just thank God for you, and even you. Even in the midst of your sickness, know God will. In the midst of your downness, God going to lift you up one moment so you can take a breath. As you take a breath, take one breath. God got your miracle for you. God got your blessing for you as you take that one breath. God's going to do it quick, fast, and hurry for you. So don't worry. God got it for you, and God going to give it to you. I just want God to keep you in divine order. And God keep you going forward. Because he can do anything but fail. All you got is let him in. Thank you. Brother Calvin, we have anybody else on the line, Brother Calvin?
Give me a second. No, you do not. You have area code 612. No, no, you do not.
That's good.
Okay, go ahead.
Brother Calvin, I know I got you out of bed for this, but God bless you. And I want to send out love to Sister Anita. Sister Alberta was a personal friend of mine, and we did things together in the ministry, and she went to revivals with me and went on trips. And I want to send out a shout out for that. And then my Mother Bea Francis. God bless you. She in the spirit world, but I talk to her all the time. I talk to my ancestors all the time. So they're always with me. I don't have to wait till Mother's Day. I talk to Mother and Grandmother and Great-Grandmother. You know, when we do the crossover, Brother Cab, I'm talking to the ancestors, and they give me energy. The ancestors told me, said, Bishop, you need to have prayer. You need to have Bible class. You need to have service on Sunday. The people that can't get out to church, people that have problems. Brother Cab, how many minutes we got? Yes, Lord.
We got 16 minutes and 37 seconds.
Okay. Well, this time, as we get ready for that, somebody want to pay their tithes. Somebody want to send a tithe, send an apprentice seed. I want to say that. I want to pray for finance right now. You might have a financial difficult problem. And as Brother Calvin come back later on, he's going to tell you how you can send your tithes or send your seed to the seed of Abraham. Father God, we come right now on this Mother's Day. somebody in a financial bind. Somebody needs some money to pay the house note, to pay the car note. Somebody ain't got no money for food. But Father God, I ask you to massive blessing to somebody at right now. I heard what you said, that if we just pray and plant the seed, you're giving you somebody needs right now. Somebody wants to plant a seed, but they don't know where they're planting. And I'm praying right now, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I'm praying for the finance to grow. I'm praying that whatever your need, God will meet your needs financially. If you just plant that seed of $100, plant that seed of $10, plant that seed of $1, plant that seed of $1,000, whatever seed that you plant for your need, God's going to get it to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. I know you need your business up running. I know you need money, but if you just plant a seed to the ministry, God will do something quick, fast. God gave me the vision, and he said, Bishop, I'm going to give you the vision to help people they be able to get the provision. And I'm praying the provision come. Quit that new business you're going to open up, that new company you started, that new job you started. Make a vow. Make a vow to God. So, God, I'm going to plant a seed in the ministry where I can help some more folks that need to hear the word, need to be healed, need to be saved, need to walk in the anointing of God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for every giver. Every cheerful giver, them that plant their seed with a good heart, sit down, present together, run up, get it back to them a hundredfold. Everybody give it a hundredfold. In the name of the Father, Son, of it, in Jesus' name, we call it done. Amen. Amen. And it's cash done. So whatever you got to give, just go to my, and God will do that for you quick, fast, and hurry.
Okay, let me say this. Okay, well, with that, if anyone cares to give a love donation or give what comes in their heart because the Creator has blessed them, and they feel to do that, they can go to theseedofabraham.yolasite.com. Again, that's theseedofabraham.yolasite.com. With that, you can give based on your heart right up on the homepage under the Horn of Plenty. We have a donate button. You can press that button, and whatever is placed on your heart, give it to the Creator has bless you. Please, just feel free to do that. It'll take you to PayPal, and you can do a donation. Other than that, upon the CD Abraham, we have videos on the Bishop TV. We have the Global Healing. We have some background reverb, so please give us. Under the Global Healing Testimony, whatever testimony you have, you can go to the contact page, put it into the box, and just hit the submit button. It comes to us, and we'll put that Global Healing Testimony. With that, we have some upcoming Fairview Mountain trip. They're starting with us, and we'll put that Global Healing Testimony. Okay. Give me a second. There's a lot of referred, and let me set some of that down for a second so everybody can hear me clearly. Okay. Okay, Bishop, hold on. I got you covered, sir. I'll bring you back on. I just had to break up that reverb. Okay, now, under the upcoming events, we have the Bear Butte Mountain that starts June the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. That's the retreat that the Bishop is hosting. It's going to be $250 per person. It's going to be a round trip. Round trip to the Bear Butte Mountains in the Black Hills, South Dakota area. So if you want to take part and get more information, give the Bishop a call at 773-577-9720. Once again, that's 773-577-9720. Or call the alternate number, which is 313-808-0847. 313-808-0847. Now, I'd like to thank you very much for your time. Let me bring the Bishop back on. It was like a little reverb, and I just wanted everything to be clear so you can hear us clearly. So let the Bishop get back in. Bishop.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Brother Kevin. Thanks for that commercial. And we want to say to you and you and you, your business is going to grow up and start, and you get your business started. It's going to work for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And all you have to do is just get involved, and your business will open up and work. And I'm praying for those that start new business. I encourage new business. And then on Tuesday night, we have Crossover Dance Session. And on Wednesday night, we have Bible class. And from 11 to 12, and from 7 to 8 Bible class on Wednesday. And on Friday night, we do the Trigium Flow. And then Sunday from 11 to 12, we're right here saying God will make a way for you. And I, you know, my favorite word is soon and very soon, we're going to meet the King. And soon and very soon, we're going to meet the King. You got to get ready. You got to dress up, look good. And what I'm talking about, dress up, you got to dress up your heart, dress up your mind, and make a change that you're going to serve God and be able to help somebody else. And I want to say the trip, young lady, you're going to make, you're going to be all right. You know who I'm talking to. Your trip going to be very successful. And I'm praying for Sister Ollie down in Memphis, her daughter and family. I'm praying for Pastor Quiller, her family. Pastor Quiller said she wanted some private time just to reflect. You know, sometimes you have to reflect what's been going on with you. You have to confess. And I just thank every woman, and if you have a child or not, you're special. God made you special. Hold your head up, and you don't have to live in a situation where you're being cursed at, a situation you've been beat on, a situation where you're not respected. You need to get out of that relationship. God got something better for you. God go, but this, I'm talking to you. You need to go on and make the move. I'm talking to you. Go back and get your education. I'm talking to you. Go back and do what you need to do. And go back and claim your healing. Claim your success. Ask for forgiveness, Lord. Forgive me of my sins and save me. And God can do that. And he's that kind of God. He's a giving kind of God. And let me tell you something. Whatever it is, God can fix it. Whatever going on in your life, hold on to God and change your name. Whatever it might be, God can bring you out of that situation. He can bring you up, out, and over. And I see you a winner, not a loser. See, when you are a winner, things open for you. And you start telling people, all is well, because I'm a winner. I'm the seed of Abraham, blessed and highly favored. I walk in the anointing of God. I'm blessed, sanctified, and healed. And I know when I speak, God speaks. So you got to get ready to speak some things. And thanks for you to speak this morning. I'm healed. I'm well. And all the rest of the day, put a smile on your face. Stop looking sad. Stop holding your head. Now hold your head up. Because God got something good for you. Keep holding that head up. God's going to break that yoke for you. Quit fasting in there. When he break it, it's going to be all right. And matter of fact, it's already broke. All you got to do, just stand up and let him do something special for you. And I love that song, Mahalia Jackson. He got the whole world in his hand. Me and you, sister, me and you, brother, in his hand. And sometimes you got to let people know, God is in control. I don't care what the news said, what you see on TV, God is in control of the world. And whatever he do is all right. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever he says, all right. He said, all is well. I believe all is well. He said, you're healed by his strength. I believe I'm healed by his strength. You got to have faith. Faith unlock the door. You need that faith to unlock the door, to do the things you need to do for God to get you at the next level. And I'm praying for you. You don't forget, I'm praying for you. Meet me here every Sunday. Meet me on this channel every Sunday. Meet me on this station every Sunday. Meet me in the vibration, wherever you might be. And I want to thank Brother Anders there and Co-Pastor Angie. And Pastor Anderson was taking charge. See, it's good when the wife pastors for a while and the husband pastor. So the wife pastors first, now the husband taking charge. He told me he was taking charge of the ministry and told me that he's going to be running the ministry. I think that's a good thing, husband and wife. See, God put Adam and Eve together to walk together. And if they walk together, the ministry will grow. That's Cathedral Praise down in Monroe, Louisiana. And that's Pastor Anjel Edward and Angie Edward walking together for God and get him a blessing. And God going to send some folks over there to that church. I just want y'all to be on the right rock way. And I want to give out a shout really for Sister Lena Mae Anderson, the one that had the vision to start the church. And her daughter been running ever since. On this Mother's Day, the whole Anderson family, I send a blessing out to them. And whatever problem you got, I'm praying for you and the Maxey family too. And I'm praying for the Edwards family and the Cook family. Also, I'm praying for the Jones family. And I'm praying for the Lewis family, all the families that have called us, the Hawkins families, okay? And the Williams families, the families that have called us, we're praying because God would do anything but fail. And I thank God for you to stop by. Your computer to stop by. The internet to say all is well and get ready for 2013. 2012, where God gonna have some blessings for you, and God gonna take you to the next level. And God bless these mothers. God bless these mothers. And God open up doors as mothers coming out of jail, as mothers' minds getting together, as mothers going out to dinner with their family. It's a blessing. And I want to pray a special prayer for all the mothers who have lost loved ones, killing and shooting. Mothers, I'm praying for all the mothers right now that have lost a son or daughter in the violence in Chicago, in Detroit, California, Los Angeles, in Minnesota, down in New Orleans, and all the mothers that have lost a loved one at this hour. Father God, breathe on them. Father God, send a love angel on them where their heart would be softened. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Oh, God, touch right now. Touch every family that lost a loved one. In this way where the devil is fighting us so bad, the devil come to kill and destroy. But Jesus come to have life and have it more abundantly. And we ask you to give him life. Let him live. I speak life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I want to thank you. And I want to give honor to Purvis Spain, WBON, they put him in the Hall of Fame of Blues. Purvis Spann, one of my friends. I want to thank you, Purv. And Purv's about 90 years old, and he's still walking and talking. And I want to give honor to Brother Coleman, Buddy Coleman from Los Angeles, California. That's came back. He's 95 and living a good life and talking for the Lord. And I just want to thank for him that, you see, when you get 90 and 100, you got the blessing of God on you. You got the ancestors watching over you. But I'm praying for you, and you, wherever you might be, my voice reach out over the airway. We're praying for you, to tell you all is well on this Sunday. If you're in California, if you're in Minnesota, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, wherever you might be, if you're in New York City, God love you. Wherever it might be, God love you. And if God love you, I love you. And you got to send love out all over the land. God bless you, and you. I know the time is winding close. I'm going to bring Brother Calvin back on and see if anybody call for a week off there. Brother Calvin. And we'll see if we have anybody else that call, anybody got in contact with us. If it did, we want to say thank you. Yeah, Brother Calvin.
No one has called in back.
Okay. Okay. How many minutes we got?
You got 2 minutes and 17 seconds.
Now. Well, we'll just let we'll let this call take us off the air.
You got enough time.
We have enough time for Mahela to take us off the air.
And I'll do it right now.
Okay. And God bless you and see you next Sunday. Mm-hmm. That's good.
He's got the whole world. And his head, he's got his home. And in his head, he's got his whole world. And in his head, he's got the whole. Head in his head. If religion was a thing, money could buy.